It was 2 years ago this past April when the historic outbreak of tornadoes hit the eastern part of the U.S. as Alabama was hardest hit by these storms. Debris entered streams, eventually entering larger bodies of water, which then was capable of causing future problems during rain events. So, through USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service's Emergency Watershed Protection Program, federal funding was awarded to eight sponsors to clean up and protect the area watersheds. Dr. Bill Puckett, state conservationist with Alabama NRCS, said they worked with a lot of sponsors in the state in this cleanup effort.
Counties and state organizations going out and helping to clean up some of the debris that was in our creeks and streams across, especially the northern part of the state. And all those contracts that we had in the Emergency Watershed Protection Program, all those have been completed. So we spent several million dollars in working with local sponsors to get these streams cleaned out of debris so that if we get more rain and those kind of things, you don't have all that debris blocking and causing more flooding.
Typically, financial assistance is 25% for sponsors and 75% for NRCS. However, due to the extent and cost of the damage caused by those tornadoes in Alabama, approved EWP project financial assistance was changed to 10% for the sponsor and 90% for NRCS. And Dr. Puckett said this is just an example of the type of programs available through NRCS.
We are there for emergency response, for dealing with disasters such as that, hurricanes, tornadoes, drought, where we go out and help landowners in some cases if it were drought, or communities if it's tornadoes and hurricanes. And we also worked a lot with the poultry producers in the northern part of the state to help replace some of the infrastructure they lost, be it, you know, composters or dry stacks. We worked with the cattle people to put fencing back and waters back, trying to put back a lot of things that folks lost. And we know it's not the same, but at least every little bit helps.
About $4.2 million in financial and technical assistance was made available through the EWP program to aid in this effort. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.